important that our indigenous communities, our indigenous peoples have direct authority over their land. And a lot of times we talk about this as land tenure, but land tenure simply is the way we exist, the way we relate, free as people on our land. My name is Pablo Miss. I am Mayak Ekchi. I come from a small community called Laguna. It is a Ekchi community in the Toledo district in southern Belize.
Welcome to Get Ready, brought to you by the World Bank and the Forest Carbon Partnership Facility. In Miss community and in other indigenous communities around the world, control over ancestral land is at stake as the planet struggles with the climate crisis. Coal, burning wood and methane from sources from cars to power plants create excess carbon that goes into the air and traps heat, dangerously raising the temperature of the entire planet, known as global warming. Forests, notably those on indigenous land, soak up carbon, so they offset some of the damage. Forests get cut and replaced by crops or sold for timber by big timber companies. Miss, who holds degrees in natural resource management and indigenous governance, has worked as a primary school teacher in rural communities and serves his community in various traditional roles, works with the Red Plus program that supports indigenous people as they protect and care for their forest. Learn about it and what people are doing here on Get Ready.
So let's talk a little bit about what Red Plus is first. So Red Plus in itself as a concept is going to consider looking at what the problems are, what is driving the loss of forest. And once they're able to identify that in the process, then they're going to talk about what do we need to do to help reduce or to help eliminate those drivers of deforestation.
Red Plus works within international agreements on respecting and recognizing indigenous people, and it involves policy change by governments to recognize the land rights of indigenous people.
It's important to emphasize that if we are a part of the solution to keeping our forest standing, if we have been doing a good job at it, then clearly such a national intervention as Red Plus need to directly put support, need to directly put benefits into the hands of indigenous communities. Our journey, our life as indigenous communities, as indigenous people, whether you're Maya, whether you are in the Kuna territory, whether you are First Nation, our life as indigenous communities always exists in very contested and very challenging spaces. So every day there is clearly threats. Now we always say, and some of our elders always say, these threats really come from the fact that when we look at what we have, we are not the ones kind of saying we want this. The world looks at what we have and it is them that want something from us. And often it is our land that they want. And the experience is once they come in for the land, they're going to rake everything, including the forest. It might come in the form of a logging company. It might come in the form of an oil exploration company. It might come in the form of big national projects, let's say, for instance, cattle ranching. It might come in the form of land speculations. Again, big terms just to say the selling of large blocks of our land. Red Plus has allowed us to organize because we are isolated communities. We have small organizations that are trying to work with our communities and representing the voice of our communities.
Miss sees this kind of organizing as vital. It helps communities to protect themselves.
It's about being able to have this protection where you can, without fear, exercise your ability to continue be and to continue being well. That's very important. So at the end of the day, the Maya people are not interested. We're not interested in just having title to our land. What we're interested in is as a people, We want to continue existing as a people, but not just as Maya people, as productive, as vibrant, as innovative Maya people. That's what we want. But we do recognize that if we don't have land where we can search and where we can struggle to have this kind of life that we're looking for, then it would be a battle that would be lost before we even start the fight. So that's why I believe it is then called land tenure, because you do need a space to be able to continue creating and recreating your culture, your communities.
As a Maya leader himself, Mis has been active in the fight on many levels. He has gone to great lengths to ensure that the land rights of the Maya community in southern Belize are recognized and protected, and took the government of Belize to court to ensure land rights of indigenous communities would be respected. They set up the Indigenous Technical Desk, which supports the participation of their community in Red Plus, supports consultation, and provides feedback to the government on various issues and decisions.
We've never seen ourselves as owners of land per se, but we recognize times are changing and everything needs to be clearly explained under the law of the land now. And there is a level of duty then, a level of responsibility that comes on us as indigenous people to make sure that what we have always had is understood in the system of the laws that we have now. So in our case, the court calls it a new kind, a new species, they say, is essentially a new kind, a new type of property ownership, but that it is also equal to how the Constitution of Belize defines property, both at the collective and in an individual level. So it means then that in our case, we have a property ownership to our ancestral lands. It means that the protection that the Constitution gives to any other property owner is the same that is expected. The only difference here is because it's a new type, we need to then put in place a new set of local laws under the laws of Belize that would protect this one. So that's an ongoing work that we are engaged in now. It's important. It's profoundly important for indigenous people's land tenure rights to be clarified, to be recognized, and to be protected in law.
This type of land ownership Miss is talking about is called customary land tenure, where the rules of ownership are determined by the customs and traditions of the community with respect for the rights of men and women, and where the interest of the youth, the future guardians of the forest, are taken into account in the decision-making.
At the end of the day, it is not really the physical land that we seek to protect. It is our ability as a people to be able to be well, to be healthy, to be productive, that we are after. And our health or productiveness is not simply about standing on the land. It is also our relationship with one another, with the world, our spirituality, our ability to provide for ourselves, to provide for others. So that really is what we are looking to protect when we talk about land tenure of indigenous people. So having a title allows for that to be clearly identified, where such a right exists, and when that right is infringed upon, or when that right, somebody comes and walks over that right and tries to take away that right, then you know that the court system of the land has a duty, has a responsibility to protect your right as well.
Mis says Red Plus open doors that give his community a seat at the table where decisions are made. This includes technical staff drawn from the Maya community who analyze the paperwork with Maya eyes.
And as they read it, they're able to relate what they're reading to the pains and the joys of the community around land use, forest protection. And they come back and tell us, well, here are the things that you should be thinking about. Here are the things that is talking about indigenous people. Here are the things that is not talking about indigenous peoples. We are then able to tell them, well, here is how we see it. What that achieved is that when we read these strategies now, these plans, we can see in there a representation of our ideas, of this special relationship we have with our land, so that when they begin to implement actions, when they begin to bring projects or activities to improve governance of the forest, to improve the way people use the land, we want them to be guided by the ideas that we have put in that national plan. Red Plus has helped us, for instance, to build the awareness of others, including those that make decisions for the country. It has helped us to tell our story as to how we see our land. We have always been accused of just holding land, because when people look at the forest we have, they see it as empty forest. But for us, it has meaning. So Red Plus in Belize has helped us to do what we call ethnomapping or ethnographic mapping. And basically, what that means is that our elders or community leaders, along with the community, participated in an exercise where they were able to map out key areas around the land that they use. And these key areas might be fishing area, might be hunting area, might be sacred areas, might be farming areas. But in the end, what we end up with is a map, a picture that you can see from the top down of how far a Maya community relates, engage, interacts with its land. And you begin to see, oh, that's why there is still forest in that area, because that's the area where they collect the leaves that they use for their homes. And so Red Plus has helped us to show that these are not empty forests, but that these are forests and lands that have a special relationship with the Maya communities.
Miss says protecting the land through a land title is a necessary first step to allow benefits from Red Plus to flow to the Maya community. That it is important that women benefit equally with recognition for their traditional knowledge, and that youth are included in this process as they are the future protectors of the land. But he also says the special relationship of the Maya with the land underlies everything, and this is what his community wants to protect.
Our rules are put in place as a way to protect ourselves, to defend ourselves, that we do not continue to destroy the only thing that makes sense for us, and that is our communities, our lands, and our forests.
Get Ready is a production of the World Bank and Developing Radio Partners. I'm Eugene Fongwa.